在线英语听力室 ,tingroom.com, 欢迎您。
Hello and welcome back to A Cup of English. Today is Monday, the 15th of June, 2009, and the title of this podcast is Scotland. My name is Anna, I'm English.I live in the northwest of the United States, and Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, I'll be bringing you English to wake up your language learning skills. And today we're continuing with our series on discovering the planet while learning English. We're going to continue with the wonderful land of Scotland today. Beginners. Scotland forms part of the United Kingdom. It is the northernmost country of the group.And takes up about a third of the overall territory. Its southern border is with England. On the east side, it borders with the North Sea, on the north and west sides with the Atlantic, and southwest with the Irish Sea. Scotland has also 790 islands. It is famous for the Highlands.A very mountainous area where you can find the highest mountain in the UK, Ben Nevis, sometimes called the Ben, which is 4,409 feet above sea level. Many people visit and climb the Ben every year. There are two ways to do so, a pony track or the much harder 700-metre cliffs of the North Face.Scotland is also famous for its lakes, or lochs, of which there are many. The most famous loch is Loch Ness, where legend has it there is a monster. The central lowlands are rich in minerals, and were the centre of the Industrial Revolution of this land. The capital, Edinburgh, is found here. Then there are the southern uplands, which are hilly with many valleys.Because of its location on the globe, Scotland is temperate and has oceanic weather systems. It is changeable weather. The western side is milder and sunnier because of the Atlantic Gulf Stream. The western highlands receive over 120 inches of rain every year. And certain mountainous areas in the north experience a lot of snow.Advanced. The history of Scotland is fascinating. The first settlers are believed to have built stone houses and communities about 9,000 years ago. The first major invasion was by the Romans in the first century. However, the Romans didn't have a lot of luck with the Scottish tribes, who resisted them, first in the Highlands, then in the southern lowlands. The Romans built Hadrian's Wall,a rock wall that still exists, partially in ruin, but that extends over the width of the northernmost part of England. This was to establish control and to protect the Romans against attacks from the Scottish tribes. By the 6th century, the Kingdom of the Picts, or Scotland, was established, with English, Gaelic and Norwegian settlers in the south, west and north.The country was not yet united until about the 13th century. French and English influence, because of immigration, pushed back the Gaelic language from the south. After the last Scottish king died, Alexander III and his only heir, England became involved, trying to claim a right to the land. This led to the Wars of Scottish Independence.In 1320, Scotland finally pushed out the English and formed the first Declaration of Independence, which forced the English crown to accept their nationhood. Scotland continued to suffer wars with England, a civil war, its own James VI of Scotland inheriting the crown of England, and then finally, in 1707, the formation of the United Kingdom of Britain.Scotland now is self-governing and has representation in the UK government. Well, that's all for today. I hope you found this podcast useful. It's certainly interesting to learn about all these different countries. I learn a lot every time I do the research. It's wonderful. Download the text, if you like, from acupofenglish.libsyn.com, or you can do it through iTunes by clicking on the small I in the description column.